In 1981, horror goes on trial. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1981 gave us President Reagan and Raiders of the Lost Ark, but a movie too real for its own good made 1981 a strange year. Cannibal Holocaust, January 1981.
The law of the jungle, eat or be eaten. These film cans tell what happened to the Americans who journeyed into the Amazon to shoot a documentary. New York City is only a day away from the green inferno of the Amazon jungle. Four Americans plunge into the savagery of the Amazon jungle to film a documentary. They never come back. Are they still alive? If so, where are they? Cruel. Brutal. Savage. Shocking. Authentic. Actually filmed in the Amazon jungle.
Ruggero Deodato was born on May 7, 1939, in Polenza, Italy, a province just outside of Rome. From an early age, Deodato showed an avid interest in films and movie making, which only grew when one of his friends, Renzo Rosellini, convinced him to take a job as a second unit director on his father's film set. The director Deodato went on to work for was famed Italian director Roberto Rosellini, and from there, Deodato continued to grow his portfolio. He worked as a second unit director on films spanning many genres, from spaghetti westerns with the 1966 film Django to an action fantasy with Hercules, Prisoner of Evil. But his career really took off when he began directing his own series of movies based on comic book characters. Deodato then moved on to TV, where he did several advertisements and started directing a series called All Ultimo Minuto. From there, he moved to America, where he worked with many big names like Wes Craven's The Last House on the Left and his own House on the Edge of the Park. But perhaps his most famous and rather notorious film ever created by Deodato was the 1980 film Cannibal Holocaust. In Cannibal Holocaust, a film crew goes into the Amazon to shoot a documentary on cannibal tribes still living in the forest. But the story takes a turn where members of the film crew go missing. A team of guides go searching for the missing film crew, only to discover their skulls on an altar and a stash of films that raise more questions than answers. More on that after this break. The dark storyline was enough to grab attention on its own, but where the film really attracted headlines was when it switched to found footage. Found footage had been used in a couple of films before this, but Cannibal Holocaust would solidify this type of storytelling and make its mark as a distinct genre of horror movies. And if you've not seen the movie, there are a few spoilers. The film shows several of the cast members being murdered, and the coupling of realistic effects and found footage filming led to some unforeseen repercussions for the director. With media coverage came speculation, and with the cast missing from the public eye, speculations only continued to grow. 10 days after the film's Milan premiere in January 1981, Ruggero Deodato was arrested and charged with murder. He was only able to clear his name of suspicions in court when he explained the special effects used to create the death scenes, but more importantly, produced the cast themselves. Deodato had chosen unknown actors to play the parts, which is an unusual element on its own, but he also had them sign a stipulation in their contracts that they would avoid the media for a year after shooting to add to the realism of the movie. The charges against Deodato were dropped, but the suspicions of murder remained with many of the public, and the media claiming he must have killed the actors for the sake of the movie, and this solidified his name in the industry. From then on, Deodato became synonymous with horror and found footage films, and now, over 40 years later, there are rumors that he's filming a sequel to the movie that started it all. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.